Roseville.
And a community connection brought to you by Tallgrass Motors and by Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. In for our monthly chat, Superintendent of Schools Chuck McCauley, and counting down the days and hours till graduation Friday night. Good morning, sir.
Morning, Charlie. Thanks for having me.
It's a busy time of the year for you, and obviously you were hosting a forum last night at your Fine Arts Center at the high school. We heard from a list of candidates for State House, and certainly as a local race, more than governor or attorney general or some of the other races, this one really affects what goes on around here.
Yeah, that's right. We were really pleased with the turnout. We had around 250 people attend, and appreciate everyone's participation in that. All the candidates attended. Appreciate H.J. Reed for moderating it for us again, and he does such a nice job with that, as well as, you know, I was at the lunch forum earlier in the day of the incumbents, and so it was a good night.
It was a good night. I commented just before we went on the air on the long list of names of students and others that you recognize. I have a feeling if you could have carried some of that over to, because if school were still in session in June,
right,
you could have carried some of those names over. But a long list of accomplishments on everything from first place in Rube Goldberg and debate, right, and swim. And, I mean, it was great.
Yeah, we had our board meeting was Monday night, and you're right. It's the end of the school year, so really, if you're going to have students attend a school board meeting, you really need to get that done this month. And so we had a long list of folks to recognize. And before we recognized our students, we started off with recognizing ConocoPhillips. Mark Headley spoke, gave us a few words, along with his team that we work with, Karen Linen, Melissa Lloyd Furness, and David Austin. They've been very supportive and integral in our promotion of our STEM program. And so it was nice to recognize them, have them come in. Obviously, Phillips 66 has been a strong sponsor of us and have been, you know, with our innovation labs at our secondary schools. But really, ConocoPhillips has helped us. You know, we kind of felt like we had some gaps in terms of expanding into our middle schools, and really our elementary schools, getting that curriculum down to that level. And so ConocoPhillips and our Public School Foundation, who they're we're excited that to recognize them next month. They have been fundraising for us to help us with that. So we were pleased to recognize ConocoPhillips and their support before we got to our students. And yes, we had quite a bit to go through there. You know, typical end of the year things. We also recognized, speaking of STEM, we had several STEM-related items. Both of our middle schools were recognized through Project Lead the Way as distinguished schools. There was a total of three middle schools in Oklahoma that were recognized, and we have two of them, both of our Central and Madison middle schools. So we were able to say a few words about the teachers there. We have two at each middle school that are full-time. Over at Central, we have Lolly Williams and Darren Meserly. And then at Madison is Shannon McKinney and Rachel Huff, and they've done a wonderful job with those programs and really funneling into our high school. And so we're able to recognize them for that honor, as well as getting into our central, our TSA, which is our Technology Student Association. We have several folks that were won at the state level. Mm-hmm. Our science fair, our state science fair, we always are very competitive in that. We finished the state runners up at the state science fair level and had some kids qualify for the International Science and Engineering Fair, which is an annual event for our kids. Our debate students, that team also finished the state runners up, and recognized those two seniors. I'm really proud of those two, Vishnu Vasudevan and Alicia, Eli Holder. Mm-hmm. Those two were, Vishnu was actually state runner-up and national qualifier, both of them, so proud of those guys.
It was in policy debate as opposed to LD, and mm-hmm. so it kind of worked out, which is the policy is the tougher of the two events. Mm-hmm. It was the only college event at the time that I was in debate in college. So
is that right?
It was, they kind of looked at LD as the JV event, so to speak.
Okay, right, very good, very good. Those guys always represent us well. It's a really strong program for us. Vishnu's been a long-time qualifier for that in terms of the national debate contest. Also, our journalism program was recognized at the state level, and so we took some time to recognize those guys last night under Darla Tresner's leadership. And, of course, our spring sports. You know, we have the end of the year time that's winded down, and we had another great year athletically, including probably the highlight would be a couple highlights of that would be our girls golf team Faith Hopkins won the 6A state championship. Hillcrest hosted the 6A state tournament. Mm-hmm. It's the first time we've hosted a state championship since 2002, so really appreciate Hillcrest for stepping up and doing that. That means their membership had to volunteer and also give up their course for a couple of days. Aaron Speaker's the girls golf coach. He's also the head professional at Hillcrest and did a great job leading the program, and really tickled for Faith as a senior to go out winning the state championship as she goes on to Oklahoma State University. And represents us very well there. But we also had Emma Shelley, who's also on the team. She's a junior, and she finished seventh in the state. So I know she had a disappointing first day, but really came back and played well the second day. So proud of their progress. Our track team, we have kids that can run. That's one of the things that we do in Bartlesville. And I'd say the highlight of that would be Riley Rigdon.
Absolutely.
Riley won a couple more state championships to add to her resume. She also heads off to Oklahoma State to represent us there, and she was the in cross country she was the Gatorade athlete of the year, which is quite an honor, and so they continue to represent us very well. This group of seniors overall athletically over their 4 years time, they've contributed, I've counted up, they won four state championships in swimming. The girls cross country team won three, the boys cross country team won two, so they won a total of 9 state championships over their 4 years they contributed during that time too, which is quite a run. So really proud of their representing us. Also, there's been multiple academic championships that go along with that. So really proud of those kids and the coaches for leading them through that process. So it's fun to get to recognize them. I know you're right, it does take some time. It makes the meeting a little bit longer.
It's worthwhile. It's just it was a long list of names and faces. You know.
Yeah, that's right. But it's always fun to see them, and glad that, and it's fun. You have a full house for that, and it's a great opportunity because some of those programs have the opportunity to get that level of recognition and get their pictures taken, and so we're really proud to do that.
We're always happy. Just as a population, we know the big three team sports,
right?
But when it comes to individual sports, sometimes we say who, what, when, where,
yeah.
How.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. So we're really proud to recognize all those groups.
Yeah, it is. It's great, and the board is always happy to shake every hand.
Matter of fact, just last night when we were at the forum, I was standing by our board president, and one of the parents came up and thanked us for. They understood that it takes extra time to do that, but how meaningful it is to the kids, and that's why we do it. And like I know to quote Scott Bilger, he said, "Well, that was the highlight of the evening to spend the time with the kids. That's why we're here." So we're glad to do that. And then probably the other highlight of the evening, there was a couple of bond sales, which is not very exciting.
But it's important work.
That's right. But there's also a report made by LaDonna Chancellor and Diane Martinez regarding our strategic plan and the update on the implementation of a comprehensive STEM program from K through 12. And, you know, I've already hit on the middle school a little bit earlier when I was speaking. Our high school, what's really exciting is our computer science enrollment. We have some new offerings there, including
cybersecurity.
That's exactly right. We're piloting that. One of the few in the country that have been given that opportunity by Project Lead the Way. We have over 154 students are going to be taking a level of computer science next year. That's 154. I believe we have 57 this year taking computer science. So that's quite a number. As a matter of fact, we've had a new staff member that we're sending down to Houston to get trained up, Joshua Wolf, so that we'll have two people that are able to teach those courses. And so really excited about that computer science expansion. Ms. Martinez hit on at the elementary level. We were able to add a computer science module for every kid, every level from kindergarten through the fifth grade. Our teachers went through training last summer. They did that at different times at their schools, depending on what their school calendar looked like. But obviously it was age appropriate for the kids. But what a wonderful opportunity for kids to get that experience. And they'll continue to build each year. And that will continue with computer science. So we have a pathway from kindergarten through the 12th grade in computer science, which is very exciting, especially when you consider that 3 years ago we did not offer computer science. So it's been a pretty transformational effort. Next year at the elementary level, we're going to expand that into biomedical and engineering module as well. We'll have our new teachers to us. They'll go through training this summer. And that's been funded by community efforts, our public school foundation, which they'll be making an announcement. I don't want to steal Blair Ellis's thunder. She's done a great job of leading that. But it's been exciting that we've set the vision for the program on where we want to get, and our community has stepped up and helped us. So really excited about our STEM program and everything that goes along with it.
That's great. We will continue our time talking with Superintendent McCauley when we continue a Community Connection coming up in just a moment.
If you're suffering from a bad back, bad knees, need a hip replacement, call the Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, 918-494-9300. With a large number of only the best qualified specialists on staff, EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in Eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012 with a degenerative disc between L4 and L5. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process in which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
And continuing our time this morning with Superintendent Chuck McCauley, and I mentioned it at the beginning of the program, but we are 3 days away from graduation.
Absolutely. Friday, we're going to graduate. I was going to say rain or shine, but it's going to be shine or shine, Charlie. We're going to have great we plan on having great weather on Friday, and so we'll have that at Custer Stadium at 8 p.m. We're counting on that nice weather, and we'll have a beautiful event. It's always nice to have that outside. That way there's no issues with the number of people attending, and we look forward to that event. However, we do have a backup plan if we are forced to go indoors. So rain or shine, if there is rain, we'll move inside our Fine Arts Center. But we plan on being outdoors, Custer Stadium, Friday night at 8 o'clock.
Sounds great to me. I will write it down.
That's right. You do that. And also, for folks that have wondered, I know sometimes many graduations can be very lengthy. You know, they have speakers come in. That's not something that we do. Our graduation typically lasts about an hour and 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. It's led by our students. I mean, the speaking parts are done by our kids, student council president and senior class president. So it is a pretty quick event. It's not something that drags on forever. So if you ever want people to be scared to attend that.
Last couple of times, I think it has been, within 2 or 3 minutes of that hour and 15. So
right.
I doubt if somebody's back there with a stopwatch, but you time it out pretty well.
That's right.
Oklahoma Wesleyan typically every year makes a U.S. News and World Report, but mm-hmm. this time so did Bartlesville.
That's right. Bartlesville High School, they listed U.S. News and World Report. I believe that was last week. They listed their high schools across the country that were recognized by them. And was proud to say that Bartlesville High School is one of them that was recognized, I believe one of 18 in the state. On our half of the state, the only high schools that were ranked ahead of us in Tulsa was Booker T. Washington and Edison, which, of course, those are magnet schools, a little different situation. The only other school that was on the list on our half of the state was Bixby High School, which was behind us. I'd like to point that out. So really
you
proud.
You can do that several times if you want.
That's right. That's right. So really it just goes to show the outstanding staff that we have and our kids that continue to work and achieve great things, and obviously a strong community support. We do have areas of growth. We're not satisfied with that, ranking. I know that we have in our strategic plan, our graduation rate needs to continue to improve. We're making strides in that. That's something that's a little bit frustrating because by the time it's reported, that data is about 2 years old. However, we know we've already made strides with that, but we're definitely, our goal is, as we feel like we have the premier high school in the state of Oklahoma, and we not only want to be on the list, we'd like to be ranked first.
I think everybody likes to be first, but right. It's within reach for that one. So.
That's exactly right. But it's nice to see, because I think a lot of times, it's confusing, at the state level. State testing seems to change a lot, and then how they rank, and there's these letter grades assigned to schools, and the measurements for those seem to continually evolve, and it's hard to explain. So it's really nice when these type of national recognition comes across, because typically they're pretty clear cut related to graduation rate, Things like ACT testing, your national level test scores, those are things that people understand. And so it's very proud and humbled to have the opportunity to serve that we've been ranked again.
Yeah, absolutely. A couple other things, and I'll leave the topic areas to you because I know you have a couple of things we need to address.
Sure.
I know there was a couple of things you mentioned. We covered a couple of them already. Wild Ride, the verbiage, yeah. I think, on the financial report, yeah. Covered it a little bit in the news the day after. But the state question that could be on the ballot, 41,000 signatures,
yeah.
That could change a lot of different things for schools.
That's right. You know, Charlie, we could have spent the whole time talking about this, and so
I
appreciate that. We'll see what we can get in. So, yes, absolutely. We're very excited. The governor signed into law this teacher pay raise, which really makes it competitive. So we know that this is something that's going to hopefully help retain our current staff and also help get more people into the profession. But what's this referendum that former Senator Coburn has been the spokesperson from has really put schools in a bind in terms of for planning purposes. We know that the good news is we know that we're going to receive some additional funds. And the bad news is if this referendum continues to move forward, if they are able to get the number of signatures, and I believe July 18th is the date.
Yes.
Once that's certified, then that will go to a vote of the people in November in the general election. Okay. So what that does is that puts some of those revenue streams at risk, which obviously the revenue streams is needed to fund what's in the law. Related to teacher salaries. However, what we discussed at our board meeting on Monday, what our plan is at the start of school, whatever funding that we do have, additional funding that we do have, we're going to funnel that directly to our teachers. We won't know exactly what that's like until mid-July. We've already been real upfront with our bargaining unit, with our teachers. We anticipate, it looks like we're going to get about 70% of that funding for the teacher pay raise. And so if that's the percentage that we get, we'll just funnel that directly to our teachers starting at the beginning of the year. That's all pending bargaining, pending board approval. You know, we'll have to be smart about that because thinking worst case scenario possibilities for the general election. But yeah, it's disappointing. You think that this is over once the governor signs something into law. However, I think it's important for people to educate themselves and pay attention to what they're signing. And then also when it does come to time for vote, that they'll get out there and vote.
It is. Well, again, the June primary coming up,
right.
and I've commented frequently, while people need to evaluate the people that they vote for on a wide range of issues, education, school funding, a big issue this year.
That's exactly right. I think it's been obviously clear with all the things that have gone on politically this spring that we have education has come to the forefront, and I'm very proud of our legislators that have worked together, that they did sign in the largest teacher increase in state history. So very pleased that we have a regionally competitive salary. We think it's fair. We now think that we need to have a regionally competitive per pupil funding so that our kids have the opportunity. We're very blessed in Bartlesville to have some community support with bond issues, and I just talked to you about the foundation, ConocoPhillips, those types of things.
Yet to be announced, but
that's exactly right. So that we can move forward on some strategic objectives. But you know, I've also mentioned on this before too about we need some of those additional funds for per pupil expenditures, and we think that should also be regionally competitive. And what that means is what that funding goes for. That's where you have things that improve class sizes. Right now we don't have the ability. Yes, we're going to be able to pay our teachers some more, but we don't have the ability to improve our class sizes. We think that's important. Secondly, the academic offerings. You know, I've mentioned on this show before, a third of the high schools in Oklahoma don't offer a world language. I think that's embarrassing.
It is.
And we also have, you know, there's obviously schools across the state and some in the area even, you know, fifth of the schools that don't go to school 4 days a week. And I think that's a black eye for the state. So I think we need to have those operational funding so that we can continue to improve class sizes, making sure that we have the academic offerings that make our kids competitive for the next step in their lives, whatever that is, whether it's in college or careers, whatever that might be. And then thirdly, that our teachers have the resources that they need to be effective.
Yeah, it is. Chuck McCauley with us this morning for a community connection. And again, graduation Friday night, 8 o'clock, Custer Stadium. Thank you very much.
See you outside Friday.
All right. Community connection on 1400 K1 and news from the Oklahoma News Network on 1400 K1. Good morning.
Walla, charges are pending. The accident happened Monday.